Hey, you guys, it's JP with REITips.com and KissFlipping.com. Listen, we're going to try something new here. It's called the Deal of the Week, and it comes out of the twisted brain of my partner in crime and friend, Bob Norton from Kiss Flipping. And it actually came about as a result of a private coaching call we were doing for our Kiss Flipping Master's students, and Bob just got this crazy idea for the Deal of the Week. I'm not going to promise you it's going to happen every single week. That's really more up to Bob than me, but I like the name. It's catchy, so we're going to stick with it. The deal of the week you're about to hear is from a guy named Scotty. He's a relatively new Kiss flipper, and he's got about a $40,000 payday sitting just on the other side of a big mistake that his realtor made on the deal prior and actually employing the guilt trip factor. I think you'll enjoy hearing how he used it, and it's really a quick and dirty look at this deal. Before we jump in, let me just, I want to give you guys a quick heads up that in the next few days I'm going to be announcing a very special two-day event called the Kiss Flipping on Steroids Experience. It's aptly named because basically this thing is going to be 2 days in Las Vegas with Bob Norton, the Kiss Flipper himself, and you're going to have the chance to watch as he jumps into a brand new opportunity market, as he gets into the MLS and sizes it up and locates the opportunity spots, the profit potential areas, hones in on them, finds actual properties to look at, and then the next day we're actually going to go out into the field, follow him around on a bus, and look at these deals with him. You'll be looking over his shoulder and seeing through his eyes the whole time. And I can guarantee you this event's completely unlike anything you've ever been to or heard about or that you will ever go to, because we actually tailor the event. We customize it to the people who are attending it. I want to let you know, fair warning, we're limiting this to no more than 48 bodies. We intentionally keep this very intimate and personal, and we're actually going to make that pool of 48 seats available to our existing Kiss Flipping members first, and then we're going to open up whatever's left to the REI Tips community at large here. I'm proud to say it's not going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars like a lot of these do. We want to make it within reach for as many people as possible, but there's a relatively short fuse and a really small pool of seats available, so I wanted to give you a heads up to let you know it's coming. If you're interested, I'll tell you what, why don't you drop me a quick comment in the blog post here below and just let me know that you want more information, and I'll be sure it gets to you first, and I'll be sure and open up the pool of seats to those people first. Okay, so drop me a comment if you're interested and we'll contact you. Having said that, without further ado, let's jump in and listen to Scotty's Deal of the Week.
Hey everybody, this is going to be our weekly Kiss Flipping Deal of the Week. It's where I choose somebody, one of the Kiss Flipping members, coaching students, master members, and just do a brief 5-minute interview with them to have them just tell us what deal this week that they got and how they went about and got that deal. So welcome, Scotty.
Thanks.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, everyone.
Okay, Scotty, can you just tell everybody about the deal real briefly in a couple minutes, the deal that you got on Barbara, and then I want to talk about your approach of how you got it, which mostly was using the guilt factor.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So out here in Maricopa, Arizona, there's a realtor with Coldwell Banker. His name's Matt. And there was this screaming deal that Bob and I had both located. We knew it was a great deal, and so we got our offer in, and Matt had confirmed with us that he, you know, we were the highest offer. He'd get us in right away. You know, was really playing the game perfectly and was going with everything. And then come to find out the next day, he didn't actually put our offer in when he said he would. In fact, he got like three others that came in. Of course, a few of them were a little higher.
Yeah, Scotty, if I remember, the property was priced at $75,000, and you followed up the next day, and there were, because he kind of dropped the ball and didn't get your offer in time, there were a couple cash offers up in the mid-90s, right?
Right. So, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
So you were pretty angry. You were pretty angry at the guy then.
Yeah. Yeah, he knew it, too. He knew it talking to us, and, you know, I was talking to him, and he's just like, yeah, you know, kind of making excuses and stuff or whatever. So it was pretty frustrating because it was such a good deal. The very next day, checking the MLS, his name again, you know, there's another deal that pops up, and I'm kind of starting to realize that this listing agent has lots of deals coming up. He's just a good player out here. So I called him up again, and it took a few times being persistent, just calling him, saying, I didn't know if he didn't, you know, maybe he just didn't want to talk to me anymore or whatever, but he answered, and I said, you know, I know we lost out on this other deal, which was a bummer, but we really want to get this one. And the nice part about this one too on Barbara was, because I checked the MLS, I'm realizing out here probably every hour, if not sooner than that. And, he had this one up for maybe 2-3 minutes. There was no photos attached or anything. And so I called him right away and he's like, dude, I'm actually still putting the pictures up on it right now. So I got to him super fast. I'm like, well, I'm already out here at your house. I had already been in the car while I was calling him, and I knew I was the first one there. And I'm like, I'm the first one here. First one to put an offer in. We went some, you know, a couple thousand over asking price. The house is perfect. It has a pool. It was, you know, there's nothing really wrong with it at all. I mean, maybe some carpet stuff, but and he totally ate it up. He's like, yeah, okay, well, I got your offer here. I'm going to put it in. And then I just followed up with him like crazy because I knew that he had said that the other day and didn't. And it worked like a charm. He had it in, and then the next day, which was pretty good too because most of these realtors, it seems like a few days for them to even get back. He the next day, he's like, yeah, your offer's been in. It's accepted.
Oh, Scotty, that's awesome. Can you just share the numbers real quick on what it came out for, what you ended up finally paying for it, and the repairs and what it's worth all fixed up?
Sure. And, in fact, I'm pulling it out right now. Make sure. So it got listed at $74,900, and we offered $80,000. And this house, the back end on it is $140,000 easy. You know, there's a pending house going for $135,000 without a pool, and then there's several others in that range. So this one has, and the pool's perfect. There's no problems with it. So yeah, as far as repairs go, I've estimated like $7,000. It needs just in the bottom level. It's kind of they've got carpet slash wood, and so we're going to just make it all carpet, and then it has nice tile, a little bit of paint, we're going to put in appliances, and then stage it for really nice, and yeah, should go.
So I've personally seen the house after Scotty got it under contract. He showed it to me. It's an absolutely great deal, and the key things that I want everyone, the little deal pointers of the week that I want to extract from this is Scotty did a couple things really good. First of all, each of you are going to come across deals where the listing agent screws up the deal. You'll be the first one there, you'll do everything right, and they'll just drop the ball. And you're going to be so tempted to want to criticize him, verbally lash out on him. Don't ever, 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 ever do that, because even though they don't do what they say they're going to do, they may be incompetent, they may not do a good job, they're going to have a great deal. Maybe not next week, maybe not next month, but REO brokers continue to get great deals. So, you know, you roll with the punches, and then what Scotty did is, in a puppy dog type of way, kind of just said, oh, I was really hoping for that, and just kind of lays on a guilt trip. And he obviously responded to this realtor. Some realtors are going to be like, listen, I don't want to hear your whininess, but most of them feel kind of bad. They feel guilty. So if you can kind of stick a needle or knife into the wound and twist, I have found it to be in a very effective technique, and that's exactly what Scotty did a day later. Even though he missed out on that great deal, I'm confident that the guy would not have pushed as strongly for this deal if Scotty wouldn't have laid on the guilt. So, you know, And the other one that I want everyone to realize is Scotty, once he finds a hotbed, he runs the MLS several times a day. It sounds like, Scotty, you're kind of addicted to doing that now and run your MLS 5, 6, 7 times a day during the day. and which is necessary sometimes to get ahead of the masses because it's such a hot deal. And because of that, you were able to pick up that deal. So laying on the gilt and being the first one to a house really is what got you this deal. And Scotty, congratulations. It looks like you got about a 50 grand spread there.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's exciting.
All right.
You know,
thanks
and
again.
On a side note too, it's interesting. He has since then, yesterday, he gave me a heads up on another deal that was falling through. And so you're totally right. He's kind of going above and beyond now because, you know, he kind of realized we're the real deal and we're persistent and, you know, he's kind of getting there.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Scotty. Good job.
Thank you.